This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What worries you most about the course of the Biden administration? For a lot of people, they want to cite the situation at the border. For a lot of people, they want to cite just the situation of spending gone mad, adding more and more and more and more to the national debt. And then there is Kevin Williamson, who says that the one thing that we need to pay attention to virtually immediately, and we all should look at with fear and sobriety and serious concern, is the matter of inflation. The idea of things just costing more, every kind of thing for everybody. And what does that do to an economy? What does that do to the way we live? The other issue, by the way, there's the one we talked about. The people are worried about the increase in crime. Maybe that could become even worse with inflation and the cost of things getting further and further out of reach for ordinary Americans. Kevin Williamson is a fellow at the National Review Institute. He is the roving correspondent for National Review and author of Big White Ghetto, Dead Broke, Stone Cold Stupid, and High on Rage in the Dank Woolly Wilds of the Real America. And Kevin, I want to ask you a book-related question a little bit later. But first off, what is it exactly that should scare people most about inflation?
Well, there are two things, I think, to worry about. One is just, as you alluded to earlier, the prospect of higher prices for things, which hurts consumers, but it also hurts producers because they have to buy raw materials and components and such out of the things that they make. So it's bad for manufacturers, it's bad for the oil and gas industry, it's bad for all sorts of employers and businesses that are important to us. So there's just a matter of higher prices that's very, very hard on low-income people especially, and on retired people, people on fixed incomes, that sort of thing, who really will suffer if the price of food goes up 25% and the price of gasoline goes up 50%, but also for middle-class families who are seeing things like higher prices for college tuition and other education and other things they use. Used car prices are way up. All sorts of things are sort of up right now. The other thing to be worried about, other than just the high prices themselves, is what the government will do in reaction to it to try to get that under control. Because the way government normally deals with high inflation is by raising interest rates. It's what happened in the 80s with all that terrible inflation we had in the 70s. The Reagan administration had to essentially provoke a pretty serious recession in the early 1980s. As I said in the piece, if Reagan had been up for election in 1982, he probably would have lost because the economy was so bad. So squeezing inflation out of the economy with higher interest rates is a risky thing to do. It imposes real economic costs, and it also brings about consequences that are unpredictable. You know, in the late 90s, the turn of the century, we saw cheap money for a long time that contributed to the dot-com bubble. And then when interest rates eventually rose, it helped provoke the recession at the turn of the century, which eventually contributed to the housing crisis and the rest of that stuff. So it's a complicated thing, and you have to be careful that the both of the disease and the medicine.
Okay, what is the impact on inflation if basically the government continues to pump money into the economy? It sounds like they're close to agreement on some kind of $1 trillion infrastructure deal. If that continues, wouldn't that help people afford the higher prices, and then people get higher profits, and the government gets higher revenues and taxes, right? Isn't it? That's just wonderful for everybody.
No, that's not how that works. That works, of course, by making things worse. So we've essentially got three things going on at the same time that are contributing to high inflation. We've got the monetary stimulus, you know, quantitative easing, as they call it, that's been going on for some time now. We have a tremendous amount of fiscal stimulus that largely had to do with the coronavirus and the lockdowns and the measures that were taken against that. And some of these, I think, were necessary things to do. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that these were all bad policies, but they're policies that have particular effects that are foreseeable in some ways. So you've got more money flooding the system, both through monetary stimulus and government spending. But then you also have, in lots of businesses, actual interruptions in production associated with the lockdowns and the epidemic. So a lot of things weren't being produced. There were buildings that weren't being built. There were auto factories that were closed down. If you're like me and you like to shoot, you know, it's very, very difficult to find ammunition, and the prices are up, you know, 400%, 500% for some things, if you can find it at all. So when you add those things together, you have a whole lot more money into the system and then interruption in production, you're going to be in a position to suffer some really destructive inflation. Now, the good news about that is that as things return to normal and production returns to normal and interruptions in trade, partly having to do with tariffs, but also just having to do with the coronavirus epidemic, also sort of go by the wayside, and maybe some of that pressure comes off, and you just have to worry about the first two parts, which are still pretty big, which is all the monetary stimulus and all the fiscal stimulus. So we're in a period of pretty strong GDP growth right now, and unemployment's pretty low. So I think that flooding the economy with another $1 trillion in spending for stimulus purposes is a poor decision. Now, there are some infrastructure things the federal government needs to do, and these things are going to cost money. And those are things that should be done or not done on the merits of the project itself, whether it's something that actually needs to be undertaken or something that doesn't. We shouldn't be undertaking these projects for stimulus purposes.
All right. Having said all of that, I wanted to ask you, because your book was terrific. It was eye-opening, and it was a view of a part of America in southern Ohio and Kentucky and parts of America that people don't like to think about usually. Another famous book that was often compared to yours was the book Hillbilly Elegy. It turns out J.D. Vance is apparently running for the U.S. Senate for Rob Portman's Senate seat in Ohio, the author of Hillbilly Elegy. What kind of candidate do you think he will make?
Well, I think he'll make a strong candidate. J.D. and I disagree about a lot of policy things. He's a lot more sort of Trump-friendly than I am, I suppose. But he's a very, very smart guy. He's a very thoughtful guy. He's someone who means well. He's done some impressive things in his life, including what's told in his memoir, but also in his business life, his military career. So he's someone I would disagree with about on probably a lot of issues, particularly economic issues. But I think he'll still make a very, very strong candidate. And I think the Republicans are in a difficult position where they are trying to bridge the gap between the Trump voter and the non-Trump voter, and to come up with candidates who can appeal to both sides of that equation, which is a very difficult thing to do because this is a very polarizing divide. And I think that J.D. may be someone who can contribute to that.
Well, I certainly have been enthusiastic about his campaign because he's a brilliant writer. I think he's a clear thinker, and I think he's a classical conservative in many of his outlooks. And he would probably also be concerned about inflation, would he not?
Yeah, I think he probably would. And just let me say about his candidacy that smart and honest goes a long way for me. smart and honest goes a real long way, and that he's definitely both of those things. And so that would almost be enough to get it done.
The value of intelligence and integrity, because of a scarcity in the market, there's been real inflation as to its value.
Yeah, well, the problem with that is you tend to find people who have one or the other. Often not very many people who have both.
And right. And very often in politics, people have neither. But Kevin Williamson has both. His piece on why you should worry about inflation is a great piece of smart economic writing. It is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, and it appeared in National Review, where he is a roving reporter. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show about some other government mistakes that you should be worried about, coming up on the Medved Show.
So here's the deal.
Michael Medved.
I'm you know, and what it also, and so the deal is, sorry, and here's the deal. The deal, I'm like, I've got so much going on in my mind.
The Michael Medved Show.
Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty, it's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, the very difficult aspect of some of the Biden administration members and some of the supporters of the administration in the House and Senate is what can only be called the misreading of the mandate. The idea that the the Biden administration was elected to completely transform America, to remake it. And again, when you look at even some of the slogans they used in emphasizing bringing America back to normal, to restore America's soul, there honestly is nothing here that adds up. Listen to the latest from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, of course. And again, we will soon find out whether she is actually going to run for the U.S. Senate, which is part of her master plan to become president. And she would run for the U.S. Senate against Chuck Schumer. And I think she believes that if she beats Chuck Schumer, she would then be the Senate majority leader and on her way to the White House. But before she did that, she appears on CNN and says this about the elephant in the room, not a Republican reference. Listen. 7A.
Well, I think the thing is that this isn't the best that we can get. And I do think that we need to talk about the elephant in the room, which is Senate Democrats, which are blocking crucial items in a Democratic agenda. For reasons that I don't think hold a lot of water. And for folks saying, okay, you know, where are you going to get these 50 votes? I think we really need to start asking some of these Democratic senators where they plan on getting 60 votes. These 10 Republican senators, that there's a theory that we're going to get support for that out there, I think is a claim that doesn't really hold water, particularly when we can't even get 10 senators to support a January 6th commission.
Okay, we're back on a January 6th commission. No, we have a grander horizon than that. This from AOC. This is 7B.
Do we settle for much less and an infrastructure package that has been largely designed by Republicans in order to get 60 votes? Or can we really transform this country, create millions of union jobs, revamp our power grid, get people's bridges fixed and schools rebuilt with 51 or 50 Democratic votes? And I think the argument that we need to make here is that it's worth going it alone if we can do more for working people in this country. You know, with 50 votes, we have the potential to lower the age of Medicare eligibility so that more people can be covered and guaranteed to their right to health care, as opposed to, 60 votes where we do very, very little, and the scope of that is defined by a Republican minority that has not been elected to lead.
Okay, but they haven't been elected to get rid of the filibuster. They haven't been elected to remake the Senate. They haven't been elected to remake the country or to somehow transform the way the whole system works. What she's talking about, allowing people to qualify for Medicare earlier in life, that's an enormously expensive proposition. The proposition of forgiving trillions of dollars worth of college debt. Right now, the federal government underwrites $1.6 trillion in college debt. When it comes to consumer debt, there is more college debt right now of any other kind other than mortgage debt, people owning houses. Now, the fact is that if you get a mortgage to buy a house, the chances are you buy it. If you get a loan to get a college degree, the chances are about even whether you buy it, you actually get that degree or not. And that's part of what's happening here is we are underwriting a terrible investment. Going to college when you don't finish and getting in debt in the process may have helped purchase you some wonderful insights and some great experiences and terrific feelings, but it's not going to help your career and it's not going to help the American economy. It's, frankly, only going to increase frustration and the misfortune of locking people into place rather than giving them a chance to vault forward, which is what every American wants. John Cornyn, the senator from Texas, who used to be a Supreme Court judge in Texas, as a matter of fact, he spoke on the Senate floor and made it clear what's wrong with AOC's logic. This is a clip six.
Because the truth is, neither party got a mandate after the last election. I know President Biden won the election, but we have a 50-50 Senate and a slim, Speaker Pelosi has a very slim majority in the House. And we had a president who I think inspired all of us when he started talking about healing the separations in our nation and appealing to a promise of unity. I can tell you one thing, that 2020 wasn't a mandate to pass a radical agenda. It was a call for us to work together. I don't know any other way you can interpret a 50-50 Senate. And I believe there is no better time for us to get work done on behalf of our constituents in the Senate.
Okay, that's, I think, common sense, and it's exactly right. And it's exactly the right approach. And frankly, what's going on in Israel now is a fascinating and historic attempt to do that same kind of approach. It hasn't begun particularly well because of the riotous atmosphere in the Knesset where Yair Lapid, who is actually the architect of this new coalition, said he was going to give a speech, because they were all giving speeches. Netanyahu gave, of course, as he does, a very memorable, very effective speech. But Yair Lapid brought his elderly mother to the Knesset session to see the selection of a new government. And with people screaming and seven people having to be dragged out of the parliament chamber and basically threats, and it was an unpleasant scene. And Yair Lapid said, I apologize to my mother for bringing her here, which is a terrible thought. We don't quite have that in the United States, but we want to talk about people apologizing for certain visits. Kamala Harris is in trouble because of the reaction from her fellow liberals about her first foreign trip to Guatemala and to Mexico. It was a disaster. Who says so? You'll be shocked coming up on the Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering remarks in Brussels. He's in the capital of Belgium meeting with other world leaders at the NATO summit.
I had the honor of leading off the discussion, and I pointed out that we're facing a once-in-a-century global health crisis. At the same time, the democratic values that undergird our alliance are under increasing pressure. Russia and China are both seeking to drive a wedge in our transatlantic solidarity, but our alliance is a strong foundation.
A firefighter is being treated for minor injuries after a massive explosion at a chemical plant in Illinois. Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson saying about 70 employees safely escaped the facility before crews arrived. A mandatory evacuation order was issued as the fire continues to burn at the ChemTool Incorporated plant just north of Rockford. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medved Show.
Outstanding. And on the Michael Medved Show, Kamala Harris did not get kudos from many people, in fact, from nobody that I noticed, about her non-visit to the border, but her trip over the border to Guatemala and to Mexico. She did not do particularly well. And who said so? I mentioned you might be surprised. On CNN, Abby Phillip said this about Kamala Harris and about her colleagues and allies being so upset about the way she's conducting the vice presidency so far. Now, you're going to hear it first, a number of audio sound bites where she is asked why she still won't visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but just crosses over it for the sake of foreign meetings. Now, it's a silly political gotcha kind of question, I get it, but surely she can answer better than this. Listen.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
It's just a little cringeworthy, and I know that her allies in the White House and elsewhere are watching it and just kind of wondering what is going on. How poorly did this go for her in her first foray onto the world stage?
Well, it certainly didn't go the way the White House wanted it to go.
No, but maybe it did. Because I'm watching a little bit of President Biden on his tour with the G7 and meeting with Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And President Biden, is this an inspiring performance or something that is going to rally the American people behind him universally? No. But is it alarming? It's not alarming. And part of, I think, what is going on here with Kamala Harris, and one of the reasons I actually believe that privately not everyone in the White House is downcast about her performance, is you remember that old GOP line that Joe Biden doesn't even know he's alive. He's drooling. He is mentally impaired. He can't handle anything. And he's just going to be a puppet to Kamala Harris. She's going to be pulling all the levers and driving all the wheels. Does anyone believe that anymore? And this is not because Biden has been masterful. It's because Harris has been so pathetic. It's impossible. Exactly. It's impossible to believe that she really is the power behind the throne, as many people on the left had maintained. Speaking of people on the left, one of the things that's going to be an interesting process is, even though we don't have this January 6th commission, we have had plenty of publicity just recently about the Senate committee that came back with a dual report on what went on in January 6th. And we're going to hear plenty, plenty more. And we're also going to hear from attorneys who are trying to defend some of the people who've been indicted for rioting in the U.S. Capitol. For instance, there was one attorney, Joseph Hurley, who was representing an accused Capitol rioter, and he had somebody else he wanted to blame. Of course, President Trump. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Today is his birthday. This is Joseph Hurley, clip one.
There are four people now on the history of the 20th century that all belong in the same group, and history will look at them all. Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin, Putin, and Trump. And that answers all questions. And that's where he would go if he can, and that's where he will go, because I saw a frightening look into the future by reading as part of my research, by reading about the past, and it's the same pattern over and over. Destroy the free media, destroy the institutions. They look to El Capo, El Lido, whatever it is, El Trumpo. He is the man, and he does everything and says everything. That's all that son of a lives for.
Okay, El Trumpo. How about El Gaucho, or El Groucho? Or El Harpo, or El Rushpo, may he rest in peace. El Trumpo, really? And by the way, I love this. This is a Biden era. Remember, Biden once said that basically you can take down his policy into one word, and the word is jobs, 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 and there's a little bit of a counting error there. It's not one word. He said he's going to be counted among four people, and then he names five. Doesn't that sound a little extreme and a little bit of a false analogy? Because can we stipulate that as horrible, and I think the riots in the Capitol building were horrible on January 6th, I think the president's role in it is impossible to defend. It's not hard to defend. It's impossible to defend, which is why it's not even worth talking about, frankly. He's gone. Why? He failed. If his desire was to overturn the election, it didn't happen. And no, he's not going to be placed back into the White House under the reinstallment clause of the Constitution, because there is no reinstallment clause of the Constitution. It doesn't exist. And the idea, he talks Mussolini, and Stalin and Hitler and Putin, they all got absolute power. Is it possible that Trump, in some deep recesses of his soul, may have wanted absolute power at some point, or may more power than he did? He certainly wanted to maintain power, and as most people do, we're running for re-election. That is something that he desired. But did he destroy our institutions? Are our institutions still functioning? Do we have a functioning media? Look, there is a great series of comments that I want to play for you when we get back. Because the left has this tremendous tendency to overestimate any sort of damage to our society. In other words, I get it. Many people greatly admire President Trump. There are people who despise him. But the people who despise him tremendously exaggerate, quote, the damage that he did as president. I mean, look, the economy was in pretty good shape. Our foreign policy situation was not a disaster. There were some real accomplishments in foreign policy, including the Abraham Accords in the Middle East. And, look, the idea that we are at the worst point we have ever been, that our race relations are worse, that our justice system is worse, that our life expectancy, our health, everything is worse, is ridiculous. It's not true. You know who says so, and says so brilliantly in a series of comments that we will share with you? Bill Maher. And doesn't it say something when somebody who is not a professional politician can so regularly take to task some of the folly of the extreme left from a Hollyweird point of view? There's more folly to be taken to task about incorrect assumptions about American Latinos and who they are and what they want. We'll be talking about that with Ruben Navarrete coming up, and much more on The Medved Show.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
The Michael Medved Show.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, it's worthwhile, it seems to me, when there are people in the entertainment industry who show more perception than people in journalism, who show more perception than people in politics itself, and actually hit at, I think, one of the basic malfunctions of the American liberal establishment, what people call woke culture today. Bill Maher has been both hilarious and insightful and right on target on some of these issues, and he delivered an epic monologue on progressives and their failure to acknowledge any of the remarkable progress the United States of America has made. Listen to Bill Maher, 14A.
Progressive phobia. That's the phrase coined by Steven Pinker to describe a brain disorder that strikes liberals and makes them incapable of recognizing progress. It's like situational blindness, only what you can't see is that your dorm in 2021 is better than the South before the Civil War. If you think America is more racist now than ever, more sexist than before women could vote, and more homophobic than when b****s were a felony, you have progressophobia and should adjust your mask because it's covering your eyes. You know, before 2012, every time gay marriage was put before a state's voters, it lost. 35 times in a row. Now it's the law of the land in every state. Even half of Republicans are for it. The chant from gay protesters used to be, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. Well, we did.
Again, when you look at the acceptance of things that would once have been unthinkable, I'm not even sure that the acceptance in this level is such a good thing. But they have a piece in the New York Times today, and I'll just give you a little bit of a flavor of it, and you'll understand what Bill Maher means. Again, this is in America's most influential newspaper. The headline on a column by Alex Marzano-Lesnovich is, Queer Teen Lit gives me hope. I remember a time when you used to get in trouble to call someone queer. Now, of course, it's considered a common honorific. In any event, Alex Marzano-Lesnovich writes, 3 episodes into First Day, an Australian series on Hulu aimed at middle schoolers, I realized I was going to cry. The protagonist, a tween trans girl named Hannah, had just been outed at her new school. But Hannah didn't lose her new friends. Instead, they embraced her, defending her against the bullies. First Day was initially part of a film series depicting the lives of 12-year-old Australian girls, including trans girls, but what I felt watching it wasn't as simple as representation. Instead, I was watching Hannah have experiences that I, who had never even heard the word trans as a kid, but knew I wasn't the gender I'd been assigned at birth, couldn't have imagined. Okay, other things that that Bill Maher wants people to at least try to imagine. Listen.
In 1958, only 4% of Americans approved of interracial marriage. Now, Gallup doesn't even bother asking. The last time they did, in 2013, 87% approved. An overwhelming majority of Americans now say they want to live in a multiracial neighborhood. That is a sea change from when I was a kid. In a country that's 14% black, 18% of the incoming class of Harvard is black, and since 2017, white students are not even a majority in our public colleges. Employees of color make up 47% of Microsoft, 50% of Target, 55% of The Gap, as companies become desperate to look like their TV commercials.
And then this about what progressives still insist. Listen.
There is a recurrent theme on the far left that things have never been worse. Kevin Hart expressed a view many hold when he told the New York Times, "You're witnessing white power and white privilege at an all-time high." This is one of the big problems with wokeness, that what you say doesn't have to make sense or jive with the facts or ever be challenged, lest the challenge itself be conflated with racism. But saying white power and privilege is at an all-time high is just ridiculous. Higher than a century ago, the year of the Tulsa race massacre? Higher than the years when the KKK rode unchecked and Jim Crow went unchallenged? Higher than the 1960s when the Supremes and Willie Mays still couldn't stay in the same hotel as the white people they were working with? Higher than during slavery?
Okay, recognizing the trajectory, recognizing the truth of what Dr. King said, the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends toward justice, that's crucial. Because otherwise, you end up with a warped view of reality. As Bill Maher concludes his excellent monologue, listen.
And having a warped view of reality leads to policies that are warped. Black-only dorms and graduation ceremonies, a growing belief in whiteness as a malady and white people as irredeemable, giving up on a colorblind society. Only if you believe we've made no progress does any of that make sense. I can name some things that actually are worse than they've ever been before, like the environment and homelessness in L.A. and the prospects for maintaining an actual democracy in America. But where progress has been made, it's not a sin. And it's certainly not inaccurate to say, we've come a long way, baby. Not mission accomplished, just a long way.
Okay, and it's extremely well said. And, of course, one of the reasons I respond so well to it is I had a column that came out, and it's part of our newsletter, on Friday, and it was my Newsweek column for this week, which was basically asked the question, how horrible is our history, really? Because there is this entire idea that there had been a column that said that Germany has come to terms with its horrible past. Can we do the same? Anyone who is comparing the past of Germany, and I'm not even talking about going back to the 30 Years' War where one-third of all Germans were killed. I just go back to the beginning of the 20th century and to the First World War and to the Second World War. And Germany's become a great, great country and a great ally of the United States. But to compare the United States' history in any way to the history of the two bloodiest conflagrations in all of human history, the 16 million people who died in World War I and the 60 million people who died in World War II, and yes, both wars were caused by Germany. No, it doesn't compare to the United States. But how do people within the United States compare to one another? Is there a legitimate category of people called non-white who have something in common that puts them in opposition to people who ought to feel guilty and apologetic and regretful consistently just because they happen to be of European ancestry, of white ancestry? We will get to that issue. We'll be talking with Ruben Navarrete, who writes, I think, brilliantly about some of the political issues that are going to determine the future of who controls the U.S. Congress, because there is one voting group in particular that Republicans are putting hopes in, which is making further progress with Latino, with Hispanic voters. We will deal with that. We will also deal with the I was completely inside, says the heading and the headline in the Cape Cod Times, a subheading, Lobster Diver Swallowed by Humpback Whale, off Provincetown. Okay, this is like that old ad for Alka-Seltzer. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. We'll tell you what happened and whether this is legit. It's reported in the Washington Post now, too. That and much more coming up to keep your mind open, if not your whale gullet, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.